And we're going to continue now with J.R. Richardson from the NRC, and this is part two, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Well, you mentioned the UP Habitat Work Group, which is kind of a new focus recently, and you're a part of that. Maybe we could talk about that and what's going on right now. I know I recently received a press release about private landowners in the Western UP. They're looking for folks to participate in that. Maybe you could elaborate a little bit on how the work group is going.
We're sitting there, and what actually happened is we were doing flyovers, and we're doing a wolf cone, actually. And you get a whole different perspective when you're, up in the sky looking down at it, and you could see where a lot of that deer habitat and the deer yards were being harvested. And to me, that's a light, that's a generation of worth of trees that are going. And if you get severe winters like we have, and you don't have the habitat for the deer to make it through, they are not, without a good, as warm a home as they can get, they're not going to make it. So Jim Hamill was the next DNR guy who was Safari Club, and I basically talked, and we said we should get something going that's not necessarily DNR-based, but sportsman's and landowner-based, and try to get all the people and figure out, basically, first thing we did is we say, let's take a map, and we'll look at where the deer yards are. So once we did that, and it was like, I think we found 52 different deer yards, 57 different deer yards in the Upper Peninsula. And then once we figured out where the deer yards were, then we figured out we should write management plans for each of them. And we have about 20 of those done out of the, we cut the 57 to 45. I don't want to get technical here, but, map out where the deer yards are in the UP, then write management plans for each one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you do that, figure out who actually owns it. Is it private, public? Who owns the land? And then go to those people and say, hey, if we want to give the deer and not only deer, it's a habitat, the UP habitat. If you want to help and make this habitat the best we can, here's the way to manage, your 40, your 20, your 10-acre plot. And, it's gone a long way. We've partnered with anybody from Semco Gas to the American Transmission Company on to Plum Creek to GMOs to, people with 20-acre plots of land. And we're going to sit and we're going to basically send about 500 letters to all the landowners and say, if you want to learn, what you can do, because it's all about what, you can do as a landowner in the UP, come to this session and we'll tell you what we can do and how we can do it. So that's going to be pretty exciting. I don't know how many people are going to show, but, hopefully we fill the room,
Well, I think it's amazing that, you actually took the initiative, you and Jim Hamill, and, we talked to George Lindquist a lot, vice president from the MUCC, about the habitat work groups, and it's a lot of work. I know it is, and I know there are many people like myself that appreciate everything you've done to look out for our natural resources' best interest, especially here in the UP. So thank you, JR.
Well, thank you very much for saying that. When you talk about to George Lindquist of the world and to Jim Hamill, I go to these meetings all the time and you see the passion. People in the UP have a lot of passion. And, it's just, the amount of work they put in and what they do for this sort of thing, to me, is just, it just shows everything about what our DNA is up here. And so proud to be a part of it.
Well, we'd like to continue talking to you, maybe on a monthly basis. I'd like to get a hold of you, possibly if you're available before the next NRC meeting, to kind of preview it.
Sure, absolutely. I'll get a agenda and we can sit and talk about it. And, if people have questions or they want to talk about different things that the NRC is doing, get a hold of you and you can ask me when we're doing these and we can have at it.
Well, that's great. J.R. Richardson, Vice Chairman of the Natural Resources Commission and fellow UPer, by the way. And thank you so much for joining us on the Outdoor Show today.
Well, thanks, Adam. I appreciate it very much.
We'll catch up with you again soon. Take care.
Thank you.
This is the Outdoor Show.